Until I was 13, and I left Arkansas for good. The store was my favorite place to be. Alone and empty in the mornings, it looked like an unopened present from a stranger. Opening the front doors was pulling the ribbon off an unexpected gift. The light would come in softly, easing itself over the shelves of mackerel, salmon, tobacco, thread. Whenever I walked into the store in the afternoon, I sensed that it was tired. I alone could hear the slow pulse of its job half done. But just before bedtime, the promise of magic mornings returned to the store and spread itself over the family in washed life waves. Each year I watched the field across from the store turn caterpillar green and then gradually frosty white. I knew exactly how long it would be before the big wagons would pull into the front yard and load on the cotton pickers at daybreak to carry them to the remains